You're listening to SBS News.
Members of Parliament and senators are returning to Canberra for what was meant to be Budget Week. The Coalition is considering changes to its $130 billion JobKeeper scheme, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's too early to say more about it.
We have put in place and bought 6 months' worth of time. We are only 6 weeks into that 6 months. And we've put the commitment in to support Australians over that period of time. And as we need to adjust based on advice and the strength of the economy and how many people we're getting back into jobs, well, these are the things we'll be watching carefully.
Treasury will review the program in June, but as the economy continues to cautiously reopen, the Prime Minister says he'll consider adjustments before the original September deadline.
How that program can be adjusted to better support over that period, or if there are sectors that come under greater strain over a longer period of time. These are all things that the government is fully aware of. But we are not going to get ahead of ourselves here.
Deloitte Access Economics is forecasting the two biggest budget deficits in Australian history, about $143 billion this financial year and $132 billion next, totalling $360 billion by June 2023. Its analysts warn it could take 4 years for unemployment to fall to pre-pandemic levels. Deloitte economist Chris Richardson says some members of the public will require continued support.
Whereas one size fits all made sense with JobKeeper on the way in. I mean, we have three different stages for opening up. We've got eight different states and territories. It's going to be harder to be one size fits all on the way out. Some areas are going to need continuing support.
Net migration is expected to more than halve next financial year and not recover for at least two more. Mr. Richardson says migration is vital to a successful economy.
Migration has been very important to Australia's almost three-decade run without a recession. Some people think, well, you know, keep the borders closed, keep the migrants out, because that way unemployment will come down faster. And that's not right.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is using the return of Parliament to reject the government's so-called economic snapback. The Labor leader is instead pushing for an economic reset.
In an era that worships celebrity, we need to regain our traditional respect for ordinary working people and do right by them. We are not just an economy, we are a society, and one that works best when we look after everyone, not just some of our people, but all of our people.
You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.